It is Sunday. And luckily, last Sunday, Ireland's fittest family was back on our screens. Davy Fitz, Anna Geary, Dermot O'Rourke and Donegha O'Callaghan are the almighty coaches. If you haven't a breeze of what I'm talking about, it is 15 to 20 families, all of whom will be put through extreme endurance challenges in different locations. Now, to be honest, the reason I watch it is to firstly sit on the couch with tea and biscuits and insist that I can do half the challenges. And secondly, just to listen to Davy Fitz.
People think I'm a bit of a lunatic, loose cannon.
Seamus! Come on! Move! Come on! Stand up, Willie! Stand up! Drop! And go!
Sure, if that wouldn't put the fear of God into you to pull, drag, jump, I don't know what would.
Look, who just walked into the studio.
What the cat just dragged in.
Oh, God.
Do you know what that comment you made there reminded me of?
Go on.
Do you know the way your granny or your grandfather, your grandfather,
yeah.
How Midlands of me, father.
Remember that elocution we paid?
Father.
Father.
The way you said, a pint apiece.
A pint apiece.
Do you remember? Yeah. And here you go now, have a pound apiece.
Pound apiece. How old are you?
Well, seriously.
I was coming over to the studio today and a lady friend of mine, who shall remain nameless, asked me to put a question out to the good folk of Midlands 103.
Yeah.
About re-gifting.
Re-gifting, as in like receiving a present and then
at Christmas, because she says her birthday is quite close.
Same, mine is.
Yours is quite close, isn't it?
The 6th of January.
6th of January. You're the wrong side, really.
Women's Christmas. I'd be lucky to get half sliced pan with a candle in it.
Again, what age are you? Are you from some Dickens novel? But she asked me to ask, like hers was last week, and she got a lot of gifts that she's not going to use.
Okay.
And she was just saying, do you think it's okay? Some of them I didn't open that I could just pass on as Christmas gifts.
Well, you know, we are in the age of sustainability.
I like it.
Right?
Yeah.
And I would consider that
environmentally friendly.
Yeah. Or use the term instead of secondhand or re-gifting, pre-loved gifts.
It was never loved. It's getting out of my house. Oh, what is
pre-loved gifting?
I just went running, because obviously I couldn't train because the gym was closed, so I was just running. I kept my diet good for the first part. I was very heavy at the start of lockdown. I was above 74 kilos. Right now I'm competing at 66.
What about you, Jordan? Did you do anything specific throughout lockdown that kind of kept you motivated?
I just thought to myself, the reason why I had to keep training was because if I don't train, then that's going to lead to other lads getting ahead of me in terms of like skills and training. But that's what kept me motivated to train. And I usually just train with my sister at home or my brother. Like,
so kind of going forward, boys, with young, aspiring lads and lassies around the place that have a dream like yourselves and have an end goal, what would you say?
If you're looking to just become a better person all around, MMA is really where you want to go in life, because I started as an immature little kid. Right now, I'm a very mature young man.
You say that smiling there, Bernie.
But it keeps you motivated, it keeps you going, it makes you feel better about yourself. It really does give you a big boost in confidence over the years.
For anybody that is maybe a little bit apprehensive, especially after the lockdowns and everything, could you give a bit of advice for those that might be a little bit nervous?
Well, the advice I'd give anyone, say if they're looking to get into fitness, is take your time, find something that you enjoy. If you find something you enjoy, then as a result of that, you should be able to show up like most days. You know, it shouldn't really be a task. It should be like a lifestyle change rather than kind of like one of these like 6 week kind of boot camps or whatever else. So the boot camps and all that are all good to introduce you to fitness and that, but find something you love, you know, show up every day, take your time, and then like look at the long term goals rather than thinking short term the whole time. A lot of people get kind of fixated on like checking their weight every day and looking in the mirror every day, and that's all normal, but like what I would say is think long term. Think what you're going to look like in 6 months' time or a year's time, because you know it's small daily habits and that like are compounded over time to give you the results that you want. So that's what I'd say, stick with it, find something you love, keep the head down, and then in 6 months' time or 12 months' time you'll be a completely different person.
If you've just switched on your radio, we were talking about our little country having 110 accents and that a survey has said that we are one of the least annoying in the world. Isn't that grand? According to research, the accents that I have come across and seemingly are the most attractive accents of the counties are number one, is Donegal. Number 2 is Dublin. Come on now. 3 is Mayo. And then the least desirable accents are Carlow, Longford, and Offaly. Now, hold on a second. I'll have to send letter. There's the Offaly accent coming out of me now. Letter of complaint to this crowd, because us Midlanders are unique folk with a majestic accent, to say the least. We're definitely up there with the Donegal accent. We should start a petition, lads. Get Laois, Offaly and Westmeath to the top of the desirable Irish accent list. Like, come on, compare to this now.
Well, there was 45 sheep missing, Mike, and the lambs, and there wasn't the sheep. Just count out a nice bit of money, Mike.
Come back.
Okay, it is time to reveal this week's Who is Singing in the Shower, and it was indeed inspired by having to be woken up at 5 a.m. for Darkness into Light. The answer was indeed... Wham! Wake me up before you go. I'm still standing Elton John on Super Sunday. It's Tara with you till 2 p.m. today. The hype around Valentine's Day in previous years. Have you any plans tonight? Did you receive anything in the post? No. Ah, look, there's hope for you yet. I have a cousin who has a bit of road frontage that I can introduce you to. He's 90, but your luck.
Want to talk? They talk to Will Faulkner.
Midlands Today with Will Faulkner on Midlands 103.
If you've been following the Midlands 103 Instagram account over the last few days, you will have seen our Tara with her Renault Zoe, which is a lovely little electric car from Tullamore Motors. Not all that little either, but it is little compared to the Audi that you usually swan around in.
It is indeed.
The big diesel 2 litre.
Can we not say that when I'm trying to be green here?
She's reformed in the last couple of days.
I'm a changed woman.
The purpose of the experiment was, you live in Dangan and you work in Tullamore, and we wanted to see, would an electric car be practical?
Okay, so for one, the car is so comfortable to drive. It's so smooth and everything is really simple in the car to use, like the phone, the radio, all that kind of stuff. But the major issue for me was, first of all, figuring out how to charge the car, but then again, the public charging points. So at the points, and different people on social media and everything have been asking me different questions. So we have, how do you charge the car from home, or is it just at public charging points? So the answer to this is yes, you can charge the car at home. So once someone buys a Renault Zoe, preferably, there is a guaranteed grant for this. Now, these home charging points have the low rate, obviously, with the evening rates for electricity. So it'd actually be only under €4 for your night's charge. Now, people also have been asking me what the full charge is. So it's approximately 300 kilometres. So... Which is good.
But we didn't want to make your life that easy and give you a cable so you could do it at home. The idea was that you would go to the public charging points.
Yes.
Anyway, we'll tell you what happened in the rain a little later. Tax.
So this was also a question I was asked. So obviously, as we've pointed out, I do drive a 2 litre diesel, so you can only imagine my tax. So it's €120 for the year with the Renault Zoe, the one that I'm driving specifically. Now, another question that people have been asking me, is there a power bank for emergencies? So as you know, driving a petrol or diesel, you can have your gallon of petrol or diesel in the back of the car just in case. So I wanted to know this. So first of all, I tested to see what it was like on the reserve tank. So first of all, the car does give you a warning. It alerts you very loudly, I must say. And it gives you the nearest charging points on the GPS on the screen. So that is good. So there is a warning, but I must say you have to be organised.
It's a bit like your phone.
It is like your phone, yeah.
You will see the percentage dropping and dropping and dropping. And once it's gone, it's gone.
And look, you're only human. You're like, it'll be grand. So then another question I was asked when I was actually charging the car at a public point, can anyone take the cable out of your car when it is charging at a public point?
I often wondered that.
Yeah.
As a bowel teenager.
You're like, Yeah,
the inner child finds that irresistible.
Absolutely. I even found it irresistible. I had to check. So the answer is no. It does actually lock in, and the only way of getting out is your key, your own specific key. So it does lock in that nobody can pull it out.
So,
yes.
Over the last couple of days, it has been rather wet, as you may have noticed. And if you drive a petrol, if you drive a diesel car, you pull in under the canopy, yes. And in perfect dryness, you fill up your tank. What did you discover? Not a reflection on the car, which
absolutely
is stressed, but
not
on the infrastructure.
As I said, the car is an absolute dream to drive, but the resources. This is what I want to kind of put my stamp on here now. One issue that I have encountered is there's actually no shelter over the charging points. So if you did need to be somewhere important or you're just after getting the Gruig done, you're rightly screwed.
Drive Time on International Women's Day with Tara McCormick.
Thank you, Sinead. It is International Women's Day and all the ladies of Midlands 103 are taking over the spot. I'll tell you, it's strange being in the hot seat of a Monday. It is Tara with you until 7pm on Drive Time. Last coming your way on the show with your chance to win some amazing prizes. But first, kicking off today's music on Drive Time is an absolute classic from 1996. It's Children on Midlands 103.
The Mullingar Nissan Triple Play on Midlands 103. Powered by
You literally make me sound like I'm some stalker of Midlands 103. She just came out of nowhere.
But you're of course preparing for your show tomorrow.
Of course.
Super Sunday, getting all things in order.
I am indeed. And I'm doing it now, do you know, because I'm going to be on a bit of a sugar crash, I'm right. assuming, tomorrow morning. Mm. So I'm prepping myself for that, you
you're
know.
You're going not trick-or-treating, but you're having a bubbleized Halloween.
Yeah.
All in order. Everything's fine, guards. Don't look here.
We're going to try and play as many games as we can possibly play without absolutely killing each other in the house, you know.
Remember Duncan, where you'd go Duncan for monkey nuts and you'd end up getting gingivitis and gum disease and all
that? No, to be honest with you, I've never done that. I've only ever went Duncan for money.
right.
Yeah.
That's
so
even worse.
You get a basin.
More. Yeah.
You're practically drowned in yourself. And your head is in the basin and you're trying to get, first of all, obviously the €2 because they're the biggest.
Yes.
So you're trying to get the €2. Like the 20 cents are a little bit easier because they have a little bit of a ridge on it. So you can get the teeth around it.
Yeah, and you did your little thing last week. Very good. You got people to send in their pumpkins on
I
it.
I did.
Really cool.
Pumpkin carving.
I sent one in. Not even a mention.
No, to be honest with you now, Brian, the people of the Midlands are extremely good carvers. Mm. And the creativity.
Was it more turnips than...
Well, this is actually also what I heard as well. I was talking to a lady and she had to carve a watermelon because there was no pumpkins available.
Was there a shortage?
Why is there a shortage of pumpkins? I don't know.
This is all part of COVID. This is a real disaster.
This new thing that we've
never mind infections. There's no pumpkins.
We can't go to the pub. We can't do this. We can't do that. We can't do the other. The joys of radio is that it reaches such a diverse group of people. But we all have one thing in common. We can't not get on the floor to this. Okay, come on. If you're in the kitchen, if you're in the sitting room, park the car and get those arms going. It is Rock the Boat on Super Sunday. It is Tara with you till 2pm. How will I know Whitney Houston on the Sunday Shine? It is Tara with you until 2pm today. Now, I am going over live to John Bennett for an update on their Valentine's 100 kilometre run for Midlands Hospice. John, how are you?
Sure, we're not too bad. we're going fairly good now. We're 3/4 way there. We started in Dangan this morning at 9:30 and ran to Ballinagar, Cappincore, Tullamore, and we're taking a short break in Clara here now, and then we're heading to Ballycumber, Clahan, or Ballycumber, Forban, and Clahan.
John, that's fantastic. I actually passed you myself on the way into work on the Cappincore Road. You were absolutely flying it.
Yeah, we're going pretty good, and I have to say a big thank you to the six lads that's doing it. A half marathon or a full marathon before this, and we're getting on in the years now. I think our average age is well over 60, so we're going very well. But most important, I think, is this run will be worth nothing to us if people don't get out and donate. And you can do that by just googling "I donate Valentine's 100k run." And please support this hospice unit for the Midlands in Tullamore.
And it's so accessible to donate now, so please do, please support the lads. They're doing absolutely mighty stuff. He did 50k yesterday, and I wish you all the best of luck, John. Thanks a million.
Thanks a million, Tara.
Bye, John. My God, here's me thinking I'm a great one doing my 5k every day. Okay, so more music coming your way from Hathaway and Tracy Chapman after these.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Tara McCormack. A boy has been killed after being hit by a car in Mullingar this morning. The crash happened at around 7 o'clock at the Grange. The child was pronounced dead at the scene and his body has been removed to Mullingar Regional Hospital. The scene is currently preserved for examination and local diversions are in place. Over 400 women in Laois made contact with domestic abuse services last year. Around one in four of those were seeking permanent refuge from their situation. There's still no centre in the county for those affected to go to, with the nearest facility in Longford. Gardaí are appealing for information about scam callers in Port Harlington. A man was going door to door attempting to extract money from residents by claiming theirs was counterfeit. They're asking anyone who was in the Emo Road area of the town between 12:30 and 1 on Wednesday to contact them. Finally for now, you're being invited to count penguins for National Volunteer Week. Yes, people in the Midlands can sign up to a website to remote monitor birds as part of a research experiment. There are more traditional options too, and you can learn more at ivol.ie.
Feel good radio. Midlands 103.